Thompson Bowling Arena tomorrow for that 3:30 tip-off. Tennessee taking on Memphis, the second of a three-game agreement between the Volunteers and the Tigers. We welcome you back, Rusty Wallace Honda, I-75 in Callahan at the intersection of Selection. Tyler and Will in the starting lineup. That music can only mean one thing. It's now time for a Pools by Heritage UT basketball report as we get you ready for that showdown. The biggest test to date for Rick Barnes and his team. It's going to be the Volunteers taking on number 13 Memphis tomorrow. Eric Kane, good morning to you.
Yeah, guys, good morning. We've been talking all week long about how Rick Barnes met with the media and, you know, the Penny Hardaway, Rick Barnes talk, and Tennessee's head coach been very complimentary of Penny Hardaway despite everything that's gone on in the last year. Penny Hardaway took the mic yesterday and kind of echoed those thoughts. Listen to what Penny Hardaway, Memphis's head coach, had to say on Rick Barnes, Tennessee's head coach.
Last year's game was last year's game. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for Coach Barnes. You know, I just protected my team last year. And it's unfortunate that it got taken out of hand last year with what happened. They had a great team. Number one team in the nation, and we were fighting to try to get some respect, and it was just, and it's a robbery game, so you know, we'll just leave it there.
Penny Hardaway on Rick Barnes. One other note before tomorrow's 3 p.m. tip-off, 2:30 pregame coverage right here on The Sports Animal. Guard Lester Quinones, a freshman, has two broken bones in his right hand. He's been out since the Ole Miss game back in late November. He is considered doubtful for tomorrow's contest, guys.
There you go. You hear that from Penny Hardaway. You know what I smell? Little BS.
I thought that was, little, you know, BS. That was Penny Hardaway saying, hey, let's just bury this thing and trying to be diplomatic and do the right thing. And it was the smart thing to do if you're Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, but, like, who gets to say he's the one who started it? So should he be the one who's allowed to finish it?
Well, and Rick Barnes has said, said similar things. So I think it's okay. And I think that that's the right move for Penny to say, hey, let's just not talk about this anymore. He's not going to kind of admit what happened, but it's, you know, do I need him to? I don't care. We all know what happened there, and so it is what it is. I look at this game in matchup. And Kaner, give me your score prediction for what you think happens tomorrow. Does Tennessee get the win against a James Wiseman-less Memphis Tigers team?
Yeah, Memphis, I mean, still a very talented team, still been holding its own weight despite missing James Wiseman, despite missing Quinones, who I just mentioned the last couple of games. Though both teams are very inexperienced at places, I still like Tennessee's veteranship with Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden. So I'll take the Vols in this one. I think it'll be a close one, you know, maybe somewhere around 75 to 68.
This is going to be a make or miss game. I'm just going to be real. Who's knocking down shots at the end of the day? Who offensive rebounds? Second chance points are going to be huge tomorrow. Hitting free throws and getting to the free throw line is going to be huge tomorrow. Somebody's going to have to put their head down and get in the lane.
You're talking for both of us.
Tennessee hasn't had to do that yet this year, really, where they've had to get their head down, get into the lane, create some contact, and get to the free throw line. And they got to hit those free throws when they get there. Those are the three things that I'm looking at for Tennessee.
Will this game get out of hand? And what I mean by one of two ways, will this end up being a runaway win for one of these teams like it was for Tennessee last year? And will there be some talking points coming away from this game? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that everything's going to be handled. I think everything's, there's going to be sportsmanship here. I don't think you're going to see a problem. And I think both coaches are going to make double sure that there's sportsmanship here, right?
Will there be an extra pause?
Look, Rick Barnes, I think, just does that. Penny needs it. Here's the problem, and I don't know if, and I'm not just saying this trying to light pump up the crowd here, but the thing with Penny is we've seen it a couple of different times. We've seen it with two coaches here, okay, where you put the bullseye on your back when you go after guys. NCAA is going to come get you.
Over under.
Everybody's dirty, and we watched it with Lane, and we watched it with Bruce. And everybody cheats in college basketball, whether you're cheating or not as a head coach. There's cheating going on everywhere in the world of college basketball because agents are giving things to players and things like that. So if you're Penny Hardaway, you can't afford to be the guy that goes after longtime coaches and stuff like that. It makes all this noise because you put the bullseye on your back. Look, whether it was the barbecue or not for Bruce Pearl, they were going to get him for something.
Sure.
Lane Kiffin, the NCAA, I can promise you from people in Indianapolis I've spoken to, they were coming for Lane Kiffin. The best thing that ever could have happened to Tennessee was him leaving. You just made a bad hire on the back end of that thing as well. So that you can't be that guy. And right now, Penny's that guy that was that guy last year, cutting promos on people, and he needs to have a quiet year this year, especially after he pretty much sued the NCAA for him violating an NCAA rule, and there really was no argument or justification for why the lawsuit was there whatsoever.
Over under the handshake between Penny and Rick at the end of the game being longer than 6 seconds.
No, it won't be that long. It'll be short.
Will it be a blow-by?
That's a long handshake.
Yeah, 6 seconds is a really long
no,
time.
No, 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 time out. Think about it.
I'm uncomfortable with the handshake.
This doesn't work well for radio, but I meet you after the game's over, no matter what the outcome is. Hey, coach, how are you? That was a solid performance. I like the way that you guys. I'm sorry about everything that happened last year. Are we cool?
That's too long.
The question is, Tyler, and will
be dating.
Will this?
Well, you see, coaches do it all the time. We'll shake.
Yeah, if you're old school.
So, okay, let's say they drop the handshake and they do that. They do like the double arm.
Do the dap.
They size each other up.
This handshake will happen. It'll be but it'll be the drive by.
Will there be eye contact, or will it just be coach have a good game?
Yeah, no, it'll be eye contact, and then move right along with their business.
Okay.
Will this handshake be after win number 700 for Rick Barnes' career? We'll have to find out. That's what Rick Barnes.
Here's my problem. You know what? I know we're pushed up against it. Here's my problem. Not only do they not have a backup point guard right now, Lamonte Turner has shown that he has – right now he's giving the basketball away too much, okay? Lamonte Turner is giving away the basketball too much. And who's going to be that post presence they need? Because right now Tennessee only has three scholarship forwards on the roster.
I will say
– and if it's not Kumwa, if it's not – you know, if it's not Kumwa, and they haven't moved Pons back to the post yet, he's capable of playing it. I'm sorry, but right now this needs to be a minor inconvenience for Tennessee. They need to find an answer, because I can tell you what the answer is. Josiah Triple J does not need to be collecting 6 to 7 boards a game and getting beat up down there. He's 6'6". He has the size. I know he can do it. But anybody right now who's watched this Tennessee basketball team early and goes, "Well, just put Josiah Jordan James down there. He can play." No, leave him back up. He is a guard. Anybody out there who says, we need to get more out of Drew Pember, we need to get more out of Kumwa, maybe that is the answer, but you need to get more size down low. And now we're starting to see this Juris Blavich thing coming out and rear its ugly head, because they need size down there.
Yeah, they do. But this feels like a Rick Barnes wins this game type game, but Memphis still has maybe a better win total on the season, if I was a betting man right now.
Okay. I just feel like right now Tennessee needs to find if Tennessee had more answers to these questions.
They need an eighth guy off the bench. They need an eighth guy in rotation.
If Tennessee had more answers to these questions, I would say the Vols win this game tomorrow. But right now they don't have enough answers. They don't have enough answers. I think that nobody thinks about this game in 2 weeks, Will, once they get into conference play. Heck, they may not think about this game by next week when they're playing Cincinnati and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But the point is, this is where they are right now. I like Memphis just by a little bit more tomorrow.
Hey, Eric, who brings the UT basketball practice report to us?
Yeah, every single day it's Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now. Takes one phone call. Call them over at 947-7527. You can visit online at poolsbyheritage.com. Tip off at 3 o'clock, and pregame coverage begins at 2:30. One other note I will say before we part ways here, Tennessee football returns to the practice field this afternoon. Rick Barnes will meet with the media shortly after. My practice report on Sports Talk at 6:15 will have coverage of Rick Barnes later today.